Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Okay, you like the dating? How much do you spend in your lifetime going on dates? Over $120,000 is what we spend, the average American, doing our dating thing over the course of our lifetime.
What is that, taking a girl to four Seahawks games?
Yeah.
It's about the same amount, right?
That's about it, yeah.
Tickets, prices for parking,
yeah.
Beer.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know what? You're lucky if you squeeze out four. Sometimes, you know, if you get three, it's about all you can hope for. It doesn't end, by the way, when you settle down and get married. You're still paying money for dating. Actually goes up, they're saying, when you're dating. You know, which is interesting, because that's the new sort of, if you go into couples counseling, is create a date night. A date night. That's the big thing in couples counseling.
When you consider, like, a vacation, a giant date.
Yes, it is.
You're going out to dinner. You're doing fun stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just even just for us to go to Leavenworth for a little weekend getaway, it's going to be a few hundred dollars.
You're right.
For hotel and for awesome food.
Yeah.
And many pretzels. Okay, yeah, that's for me, not her.
Yeah, the pretzels and that's a thing. Your Leavenworth pretzel budget's got to be high.
Forget it. Like, when we make our trips to Hawaii, it's like,
oh gosh,
you gotta at least. If you go on the cheap, you might get lucky at $3,000. As a minimum, if you're lucky, but usually you got to be $5,000 is about what you can expect to pay, and that's even still if you're being somewhat frugal.
And I mean, yeah, but I try not to go on the cheap when we go to Hawaii. Like, that's the one place where I'm just like, look, let's just have fun. If there's something that sounds like it's going to be a good time, within reason, of course, you know, but like just all those fun adventures you could do for a couple hundred dollars here or there, it's like, yeah, I know it sucks, but the memories will last.
I agree, dude. I mean, I was so happy I took that helicopter tour. It wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
But
helicopter tour is awesome.
I mean, you get to see the places where they did, you know, Jurassic Park. You got to see places that you could not see if you were not in a helicopter. You'd never see those ever in your life.
Yeah.
And it's pretty gorgeous. Yeah. So
the zip lining, all that stuff is fun.
And that's what we did. And that was the thing that the four of us did together.
That's right.
And it was actually really cool to sort of do it, because all of us were like, you know, are we going to go? Because you kind of go, this could be it.
Yeah.
This could be the last time you see me.
And you guys were okay with that.
For me, I was, because that's what I was thinking in my head. It's like,
oh, my goodness.
Bye, guys.
I let BJ go first. He's older.
Yeah.
If it works out well for him, we'll be fine.
Steve did that because he thought, well, if it'll carry his weight, we'll be okay. Good call. The average person spends almost $170 on dates. People who are married almost spend $190 on dates. So it does go up.
$170 on dates.
Yeah. That's a month. A month.
Oh, okay. I was like, on one date?
Yeah. No, that's a lot for a one date. I mean.
Dinner is about, I always assume if I'm going to take my wife out to somewhere decent, it's going to be, after all said and done, about $100 with tip.
Yeah.
Because you figure dinner and a movie. I figure that's the average thing that people
then
do.
Then it goes up a little bit because of the popcorn.
But where's a good place to dinner for the average person, average first date? You want to make an impression, but again, you know, you don't got a lot of dough. Where do you go? To me, I would think like any kind of sit-down restaurant, like a Red Robin, like an Applebee's. To me, it's like, what do you expect from me? I'm young and I have an average situation.
As long as you're having fun, isn't the whole point just have good conversation?
Yeah.
And as long as the food is edible.
The Keg, it's like always a good place to go.
You get the free shrimp cocktail.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. It's got to go for dinner, not lunch, BJ.
Yeah.
Hey, someone says I've taken my fiance on a date. I'm taking her tomorrow to Red Festival.
Nice. Oh, great idea.
That should be a fun date.
Yeah.
Someone said I just spent about $500 this weekend on a date, and I didn't get any action.
Yeah, see.
What did you do?
Sometimes that happens.
Did they know they were on a date with you?
Oh, wow.
That's the thing.
I don't mean to be rude.
No, you're right.
No. Yeah, no, that's a good call. You cannot speak.
And here's what I would say to anybody. If somebody's paying $500 for you, you have to know they have intentions, which means you've got to nip that in the bud and go, dude, holy cow, wait a second. You know, and I mean, this is anybody. I don't care if it's a guy or girl. If somebody's spending that much money on you, they have feelings for you in some way, shape, or form that you may not be aware of, whether it's just lust or maybe they're falling for you. But don't you think there's a responsibility to say, hey, no, I don't know what you're thinking, but we're not doing this. Don't you? I mean, say we're not going here. We're not doing this date. You can't let somebody spend $500 on you because you know they have some motive.
I always end up paying, like, that's why I always go Dutch, because I don't want any guy to give me crap afterwards, like, well, you know, I kind of feel like you owe me. It's like, no, I paid for my drinks, I paid for my food, you could shut the hell up.
And if a guy's actually going to say that, you sound like a creep.
Yes.
Right? You owe me. What?
No, I was just going to say creep, I just, you know.
I'm not a creep when it comes to that.
No, you know what?
I've spent many years of not getting any action in return on a date. I was completely fine and comfortable with it.
That was kind of what you and I expected.
Yes.
And we just sat there and said, you're almost to the point like no, I'll pay for this.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah. Wait, you want to do what? Are you sure you got the right person here? Turns out, though, a lot of people avoid dating, and the price tag is one of the reasons why. People just think they can't afford to take somebody on a date. Which is why Vicky is probably the unicorn, because you don't have to worry about paying for her. She'll be happy to go on a date with you, and she'll pay for herself. You still could hit it off. She still could be like, hey, you could be the one, or at least the one right now, and you've only paid your way. That seems pretty cool. Yeah. Here's the top five excuses for not dating. What do you think you got? You guys want to give me what excuse you would have for not dating somebody if you were back in the dating pool?
Syphilis.
Whoa, STDs?
Syphilis, because you have it or they have it?
Fear of them having.
Okay, good call. I'm not, you know what? Honestly, I would be that guy. I would want the person to get tested.
Oh, that
I would go, I would
the
go
first
together.
Date. That would be your first date.
Yeah, the
and
first
if
date.
If it goes well, then you get a second date. And then I'll drop $50 on you for a steak.
Because you heard about all of the STDs getting passed around in a nursing home, right? Yeah. So at my age,
if you're in a nursing home, just throw
just
in
go
the
for
towel.
It.
Just take it.
Yeah, I mean, just take the syphilis.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You're going to die anyway.
They got all the medicines there. You're right.
Yeah, you got worse stuff going on in you at that point.
Thanks,
the little
buddy.
Gonorrhea won't kill you.
All right. That's, by the way, not one of the excuses, syphilis.
Oh, busy.
Busy. That is also not in the reasons.
For not dating?
Yeah. People have, it's not, they're not saying. They got five top reasons why people do not want to date. Now, let's think of our area here. Vicky, Rev, think of the geek community, because a lot of the geek community
Too awkward?
Yes.
It causes too much anxiety.
Yeah. A lot of people go, I'm not confident enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too introverted. I don't like meeting new people. I want to tell you something. If you're introverted, and it's really, when you think of a woman, because my wife is an introverted woman, that's usually not the case for women. Women are usually more extroverted on average than men. So she just went and found an extroverted dude. Like, I talked a lot, so she was, like, digging me. As soon as she saw me and was like, oh, look at this guy. He's a lot more chatty than the average guy. She said, this is great. I don't have to talk because I don't like to talk. And so you'll find somebody who's your opposite to, no matter what, they're out there.
And sometimes even, like, when we do, like, sometimes, like, a couples date kind of a thing, it's always fun when, like, because my wife's quiet, kind of like me, and so we always have friends that are a lot more talkative and outgoing, and it just works out really well because we just play off of them, but it makes things a lot easier. Like, we just recently went to the Weezer show. Our friends are, like, super funny, and they have a lot to say, and we're just like, this is so much fun. You know, because we're just, like, having the most random conversations that wouldn't have happened if it was just her and I, because sometimes we just, you know, we're just going to be quiet and watch Weezer.
Yeah, so that's a cool thing that you guys recognize that because you're similar, go find some people that, you know, don't mind you guys not saying anything.
Because I say stuff. We don't just stare at them quietly, but, like, they kind of...
they lead the conversation.
Yeah.
And I've always been that guy. So
be really awkward if we just stared at them the whole time.
That would be funny.
And that's, like, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, ha ha.
Yeah. And that is funny because, Steve, you are the most talkative when the mic is on. Shut the mic off and it's like, yeah, you're just, you know, you.
Man, I got to put it all out there on the table, man. It's a grind.
Vicky's got that situation, too, where she seems to be a lot more introverted and not too talky, unless somebody is a little bit more verbose than I've seen Vicky join in. But by yourself, you're just like, eh.
No, like, especially, if other people want to take hold of the conversation, go for it.
Yeah.
But sometimes if everything's too quiet, I get really uncomfortable by it. And then I overtake the conversation and I get to share too much mode.
Then it gets awkward.
Yeah. And then I make it weird.
Yeah. Which by the way, I love to watch. I've been present for a couple of those times.
It's just like, oh.
I love it. Like, if I just shut up, Vicky's going to overshare. It's going to be so
just
awesome.
Like, okay.
But how often do you just shut up?
Yeah. I've been working at it.
Really?
Yeah, I really have.
Like
duct
tape on the mouth?
Yeah. I was given the challenge many years ago by my buddy Satien up in Canada, who was doing a seminar. And he'd give everybody nicknames at the seminar. And, you know, like I think he gave me the nickname Chatty McShutup, you know, something like that. It was really bad.
Chatty McShutup.
And he basically, I mean.
An Irish boy.
Yeah, an Irish boy. And he basically said, here's your only goal for this weekend. And I'm like, what's that, buddy? Shut the F up and say nothing. And I'm like, oh, damn.
And how'd that go?
Oh, the whole room applauded. I mean, it was just like, yeah, the whole room was like, thank you, buddy.
How'd that make you feel?
Oh, at the time, I felt like, wow, really? Am I this big of a talky a-hole? Turns out, I was. Yep. So I really...
Bing, bing, bing.
I do my best. Like, I was just at lunch, and two guys were there, and I made it a point to just not say anything. You know, I would chime in and go, ooh, that sounds cool. Shut up and let them tell more stuff.
Right.
Because that's my practice. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, if you need someone to yap, yeah, I can do it, but... Most people go, I would have said more, but you never shut up. And so I realize I got to work on that. I mean, people need a right to be heard, and they can't if I don't shut up.
Yeah, Chatty McShutup.
Chatty McShutup, great name for me. Also, people say they don't like meeting new people, which is so hard. If you don't like meeting new people, at some point a relationship is going to be new. You got to figure that out. Figure out a way at least you can do it. Otherwise, you're never going to be with anybody.
Plus, honestly, that's a lot of fun meeting new people because then you get all these new stories.
You're right.
To recycle some of your best stories to someone who's never heard them before.
That is a great thing about that. You're absolutely right. You're new to that person. But it's, you know, getting
the greatest hits.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like with Weezer and me. Right. I haven't heard any of these songs. And so I'm like, this is the greatest band ever.
Right. They don't need to hear Maladroit.
No.
Or Hurley.
No.
Those records.
Yeah.
Well, now that I'm a distinguished woman of 30,
yes.
I'm trying to actually shut up.
Sorry.
I'm actually trying to, like, do the dating thing, like, not the, what I did in my 20s, you know, I'm trying to, like.
So no longer bang first, ask questions later?
I mean, depends on the dude, but.
Oh,
okay, maybe a little bit of both, but I actually, you know, I think a relationship wouldn't suck, but the problem I'm having is all my friends are in relationships, so we'll all go out together, and I feel like everyone puts me in the spotlight, like, go talk to this person, and everyone's just watching me like I'm a kid going to school.
I hate that.
And it's just like, I don't...
They all make like it's so easy, and if they knew you, it's the worst thing to do.
But it's also, they're watching me.
Yeah, you don't need that.
It's like, okay, I'm just going to go home and do my own thing.
See, the problem with you, Vicky, it's not a problem because I completely understand it because I'm the same way, is that when you really, really like somebody, you are not Vicky anymore.
No.
I mean, which is adorable, but like there's so many good qualities you have that you bring out normally. Even you bring it out to guys you just want to be a bang buddy with. But when it's somebody who you dig, it's like all of a sudden, like that Vicky's gone hiding. Oh, I can't let him see me. And it's like they're never going to know how awesome you are because you're not being you. And,
I just called you awesome.
Yeah, did I say that?
Yeah, save this recording.
You did say it, yeah.
Guys, that, way to go, Chatty McShutup.
I think I hit my head, guys.
Yeah, was that the oversharing part?
I think
there?
I fell down.
The computers are still broken, Vicky. We can't
see. We secretly replaced BJ's coffee with MDMA.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. All right, I got a question for you. Why has a fast food place introduced a bring your own bun policy? Yeah, this is what they want you to do. They want you to come to their restaurant with your own bun. I suppose it's a good reason. I'll let you be the call on that one. Tell you all about this at 8:17.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Popeyes, as you know, is all sold out of that popular chicken sandwich. I mean, you know, that people were just out of their minds. I mean, there have been like criminality and upset and people threatening people because they couldn't get their chicken sandwiches. And so Popeye said, hey, we got a new plan. They put it out on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Here's a new plan. They say, come to Popeye's and bring your own bun. And people are like, what do you mean? And so Popeye's is alleging that if you just go to one of their stores, order their three-piece chicken tenders, then slap them right on your own bun, you got a chicken sandwich.
So it's pretty much the same. So that was my question when they were having this shortage. I'm like, why don't they just buy a bunch of buns? I mean, there's not a bread shortage.
Well, here's the problem. You're not going to have the mayo. You're not going to have the pickles. You're not going to have the right flavor. But they're saying is a chicken sandwich from Popeyes. Now, I think they're doing this as very tongue-in-cheek and a joke. But again, if you're really pissed, I don't know what I think. You know,
you just said it. If you're really pissed about a chicken sandwich at Popeyes, you got to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, you got other stuff going on.
Hey, listen, there are people firing guns, aren't there? There are people brandishing weapons.
Do they just continue to keep this in the news? Popeyes, I mean, whoever's in charge of their marketing department deserves
a chicken sandwich.
What's the highest award again that we talked about earlier this morning that the president could give you?
Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Freedom!
Yes, the marketing department deserves the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
How about the presidential? The Prudential is a great insurance company.
My goodness.
But I mean, I think with the presidential freedom.
Well, I want to ensure that they get this medal.
Oh, I see what you did. What is happening today?
I don't know.
It's a blue moon.
No, it's a full moon.
It's a blue moon.
It's a harvest moon.
And a harvest moon.
No, it's a blue moon. It's Seahawks, right?
Well, I mean,
I can't argue with that. I mean, everybody should really go blue. Yeah.
Steve's flawless logic wins again.
I'm good at covering up my errors.
Yeah, you are.
Not good, really.
I mean, listen, you got yourself a pretty amazing wife, so yeah, you are really good at covering up your errors.
But I mean, up until a few months ago, on average, was anyone ever talking about Popeyes when it came to fast food?
No, it's not the number one. It's not even the number five.
I would say I'd go to 10 different places. And that's no disrespect to Popeyes because I've been there and it's fine. But there are 10 other fast food places I probably would go to before I'd go to Popeyes.
And if you want chicken, look, especially here in the Puget Sound, Izell's is where you'd go.
Right. Yes. Even on the national level, though, I mean, I would think about going to like KFC.
Yeah.
Or even, you know.
Is there Boston Chicken? Are they around?
Yeah.
Boston Market.
Well, Chick-fil-A, of course.
Market, are you talking?
Yeah, Boston Market, that's it.
I don't know if they have, though. I know.
They used to have Boston Market, but I don't think they're around much.
They're not here anymore.
See, and Popeyes is my go-to.
Yeah.
Like out of all the fast food, I mean, I like all the other chicken places great, but yeah, for some reason when they brought Popeyes to like a place near me, I was like, that's my spot.
Did you grow up with it?
No.
So you just happened to check them out and you liked it.
Yeah.
That's a good point, because the only time I've ever been to Popeyes within the last couple of years is because I've gotten off somewhere in Renton where I was like really hungry and that was the closest place. I'm like, okay, I'll go there, and it was great.
Yeah.
But more often than not, there's not one. Now they've created something where people are going out of their way to go to them.
Yeah.
I mean, and they make you think you want to try that chicken sandwich to see if it's head and shoulders a bit better than other chicken sandwiches you can get anywhere. And people are saying yes. So look, I know what I think of the no-name cake, and people thought I was crazy when I said, really, it's different than just a ding-dong. I'm going to believe these people are right, that it's this chicken sandwich is different than anything I can get anywhere.
Oh, dude, the people that have tried it said it's phenomenal.
All right. I'm willing to give it a try whenever they get it back. And if they don't get it back, I think they're crazy.
And if they don't, I'll just go to Jack in the Box and get one of their crispy chicken sandwiches.
Those are not the same. You don't know. It may not be the same.
I know, but you get that sourdough one, forget about it.
Oh, forget about it.
You know what? Really, Jack's, I don't know why Jack's is not more like amazing in the world of, because they have everything. They have everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody can be happy at Jack in the Box. You can go to Jack in the Box, get breakfast things, get whatever you want. Their menu's insane. By the way, and they're rebuilding the one in, it's near Bellevue, Redmond, the Overlake area. And I'm so upset because it's like, when are you going to build this place up? It's like, I keep driving by and it's like, come on, Jack. Come on. I know you're remodeling. Figure it out. I want to get myself something.
I was going to text. Actually, we're getting a lot of text messages. You guys hear what's going on with Eddie Money. Someone says, just saw that he passed. So much of a sad face for that.
Yeah.
He had some great videos when MTV showed actual music videos from Marty and Yelm, another person. Eddie Money just passed away. A true legend.
Yes, he passed away at the age of 70, stage 4 esophageal cancer.
I didn't even realize he was battling that.
Yeah, I had heard about that. And our buddy Weeze, who I used to do radio with in Rochester, was really good friends with Eddie Money. Have him on the show a lot, yeah. And really a good dude. I really loved listening to the interviews those two had because they were around the same age. And, you know, Eddie Money in the 70s and 80s was the man.
Yeah, he was before my time.
Yeah, one of the great lines was from the song Shaken was something was shaken, and we all loved what was shaken in that song, and let's just say the T's were shaken. Mm-hmm. I remember we were all just laughing, like, you know, grinning, like, you got that right, Eddie, when I was growing up listening to his music.
Was he did Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, he did that one?
Yeah, that's him.
I didn't even know. I just know Two Tickets to Paradise.
It's a great one. Well, and Ronnie, you know, be my little baby. Ronnie Spector, he brought her back for that Take Me Home Tonight because she was a big hit in the 50s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so he had her do that, and he goes, just like Ronnie says, be my little baby.
I didn't know he was a Brooklyn boy.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn Boy.
And apparently he was also a New York Police Department trainee for a period of time because his dad was a cop. And then eventually, though, he stopped doing that to move to California to become a rock star.
Yeah, Baby Hold On, Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight.
What does Baby Hold On sound
like? Baby Hold On.
Oh,
crap. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You hear these songs, and I'm telling you, now that he's passed away.
Remember he sang in the Geico commercial, he did the Two Tickets to Paradise.
Yeah, he did.
That was so awesome. That's probably the only way that's going to be on the radar for like someone like Vicky or Danny, probably.
I know those songs, but literally Rev sent me the message that he died, and I was like, I don't know who that is. I thought he was a comedian.
Oh, yeah, wow. You wouldn't know him, but I'll tell you this. It's my prediction, and I hope it comes true. First of all, now that he's passed away, Eddie Money, again, if you just tuned in, unfortunately, Eddie Money, the great singer and guitarist, 70 years old, passed away due to esophageal cancer. When they do Guardians of the Galaxy 3, since they do 70s music, boy, I would be great if they would throw an Eddie Money tune in there if it's applicable. Because Eddie was kind of late 70s, early 80s, and that's you got mid 70s, early 70s is what the influence is for Guardian of the Galaxy soundtrack. But we'll see. But obviously, when somebody passes away, people are going to check out their catalog, and he had a lot of hits. So I think we're going to hear more from Eddie Money because of just that's how it unfortunately goes. When somebody passes away, people start getting interested and go buy their catalog. A lot of good music.
Yeah,
a lot of good music, and
sounds really, like very loved by his family. Oh, yeah. There's a reality show I didn't even know about, but
he had a reality show.
Yeah, they had a reality show at some point back in 2018 on Access TV called what was it called Real Money.
Oh, that's cool. Didn't even know about that.
About him and his family.
Yeah, his family released a statement saying, "Quote: The Money family regrets to announce that Eddie passed away peacefully early this morning. It is with heavy hearts that we say goodbye to our loving husband and father. We cannot imagine our world without him. We are grateful that he will live on forever through his music." And
that's cool. I always think about that as a person who plays music, granted not on that level, but like that was a major point of why I wanted to do the Bruiser Brody thing. Because I was like, you know, I'm getting to this point in my life where, you know, I only have so many more years maybe where I could play shows and do that and be active. And also we had the hope of hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to have a kid. Now, luckily, we're in that situation where it looks, you know, December, we should have our first kid in this world. And I wanted to have some audio documentation of what her father used to be able to do.
Yeah.
Because that was like, you know, one day when we all leave, it's like, that's cool, I would think, to be able to go back and like, okay, I miss my father or I miss my family member. Or as a fan, I miss Eddie Money. You can listen to his music and that person's still with you in a way.
It's actually really, really great for people who lose their parents early. I think about Frances Bean Cobain, and at least she can connect with her father that way.
Yeah.
His great music and his art. And, you know, sometimes that's a beautiful thing to be able to do that, Steve. Because some people can only communicate through music. We know a lot of rock musicians when we talk to them. That's just not, they, speaking is not how they get the word out. That's just not their comfortable level of communicating. Mm-hmm. But then you listen to their music and it's just beautiful. Or even the lyrics they write, the poetry basically behind the music.
Well, it goes back to yesterday's conversation about Weezer. Like, you know, that second record, really you get to learn a lot about Rivers and all the mental stuff that was going on in his head about breakups and life and things along those lines that he probably wouldn't share to somebody in an interview.
Yes.
But if you really want to get to know somebody, it's like, listen to their songs.
Yeah. Maynard from Tool is that way. I remember I tried to get him to talk about one of his songs that seemed to be about his mother, and he wouldn't talk about it, but you know there's something there because he wrote a damn song about it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music, Spotify, guess what? They are saying, hey, family sharers, we are tired of how big your family is that you're sharing our stuff with.
Yeah, the BJ, Rev, and Vicky household.
I don't do that on Spotify.
But you guys do it with something.
Maybe.
Everything.
Yeah, we do it with everything. And I might have to start doing it with DC Universe because I'm hearing good things about this show called Titans. It's my buddy has offered to share the password with me. So I'm like, okay, I think I better start watching
Titans. You guys go, man.
I know. You're right.
You guys aren't family. Say that. But at the end of the day, you're not family. You're not typically, you're not technically their family.
He's like my brother.
Okay, fair enough.
A reporter at CNET actually spotted an update to the Spotify service terms and conditions saying that it will begin requiring that the Spotify main account holder and others that are sharing a family plan, they're going to have to verify that they all live at the same address, but then they go, in quotes, from time to time.
Oh, so they're going to check up on them from time to time. Is that what they mean?
I mean, how do you verify?
Or you have to live there just every once in like a week here or a week there.
Yeah. I mean, how do you verify that? I guess they're going to verify that.
But see, my question about that is if it's a family plan, you're still family with Joe.
Exactly.
And I mean, you guys can have a cell phone plan together, right?
Oh, exactly.
Why can't you guys have
different addresses.
An Apple Music plan or a Netflix plan.
Exactly.
That seems a little weird.
It does seem weird. I mean, if it's a different name, but I don't know how they would even figure that out. You know, unless they could somehow look at somebody's IP address and find out who it's traced to and they, your name's not the same as his.
Or it's just one of those stupid scare tactics. They're not going to do anything, but they figure at least if, even if like 20% of the people get scared, that's 20% more business that they're getting.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
Yeah.
You know what? You should run a company someday and just put up a bunch of BS to scare people.
If a company was so lucky, I would do it.
Would they be that lucky? Would they?
Well, I mean, they wouldn't last very long.
No, they wouldn't.
Some scandal would happen.
Well, you'd have fun running them into the ground, though. I would love to work for a company you ran. The parties, the insanity, the stupidity. Oh, it would be so great.
Yeah, it's Pepperoni Pizza Monday. That's not to be confused with Cheese Pizza Tuesday or Hawaiian Pizza Wednesday.
Nice. Steve is...
I'm out.
You are the big head of our group. If you ever got a lot of money like Big Head on Silicon Valley, you'd be that guy.
There would be a statue to Steve.
Yes, it would be.
There would be at some point a documentary. How did that company really fizzle so fast? And then they'll just show these pictures of the most, like there's like an amusement park in the underground.
That's it. Why do we need an amusement park? We've got to impress our prospective clients by putting them on a Ferris wheel.
Studies have shown that people are more productive after riding a Ferris wheel and a roller coaster for lunch.
All right, I've got some disturbing news. Now, I don't like to talk about sexism, okay? You know, I mean, we try to not be divisive on this show, but it's time to call out a particular gender because the statistics are showing that people are not tipping. And this gender is not tipping, and it's about time we put them in their place. You would think, oh, BJ's about to go on a rant about women. No, it turns out that men and people like Danny and Vicky, stupid millennials, are least likely to tip for the services they use, like hairstylists, restaurant servers, and food delivery people. Men, now this irritates me. As a dude, I thought I always got it, the idea of being generous when somebody is bringing my food to me.
Yeah,
I mean, this is, how are men not tipping? I thought that was a thing that used to be, sometimes women might be a little bit more stingy about it. That's what I always thought. Turns out, no, men are worse than women when it comes to tipping.
I'm not trying to generalize, but I'm talking about just from my own personal experiences. Like, my wife is the first person I've ever been in a relationship with that doesn't give me a hard time about how much I tip. Like, she doesn't bother, it doesn't bother at all. In fact, she'll be like, oh, you're going to give a good tip for this one. Like, she'll make fun of me a little bit, like, in, back when we first started dating. Like, wow, that was very generous. Like, but... in the past, I would have exes that were just like, why are you giving that much? They didn't earn it. They didn't deserve it. And I'm just like, what is the... And I always thought it was a men-woman thing, like, for the longest time. And then you hear studies like this, and it's like, no, I just was dating cheap asses.
Yeah.
Cheap asses, or I think they thought you were trying to flirt with them.
That could be.
Considering some...
Well, I mean, he was handsome, but, you know. I mean,
why did you have to flirt in front of her? Doesn't matter how handsome he was.
I would get nervous, though, sometimes in those days. And that's a testament to my wife, who doesn't care. But, like, whereas, like, if it was an attractive woman that was serving, and I was like, no, she's just a really friendly, good server. I want to give her a good tip. That there would be that jealousy for a second.
Yeah.
See, and I always,
so dumb.
And I always did the opposite, because I knew that if, for whatever reason, the girl was in charge of the tip, I wouldn't get tipped if I was too nice. So I was always really nice to her. Barely looked at the dude. I always talked to her and flirted with her.
Well, yeah, anybody that's got a brain in their head, you can tell the person you're with's got a brain in their head. You know the server's being nice to you because they want a good tip. You know, it doesn't mean they hate you, but if they're really even semi-flirty with you, the other person at the table's got to know the only reason they're doing this
it's
is because
business.
They want a good tip. Yeah,
right.
To get jealous of a server is ridiculous.
The only time where, I mean, I still tip fine, but, like, I remember thinking, dude, you are just no shame. I was, like, the significant other when I was dating someone went to the bathroom, and the waitress... That's when she just decided to post up and have like a real heart-to-heart conversation with me while
I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'm like, dude, I know what you're doing. You're trying to butter up to get a better tip.
Yeah.
But this is just this is just shady.
Yeah, this is over the top.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
desperate.
Mind it though, because I like attention. So I'd be like, thanks, man.
You should have just left 69 cents.
Oh yeah.
See, I suck at tipping. I suck at tipping, like, fully admitted. But it's not because I'm bad at math. I literally cannot figure out what 20% is anytime. So that's why then now I just give it to my girlfriend. I'm right, like, you figure out.
Okay, that's nice.
What's 20% of $10?
He says he just doesn't
know how
to
do
it.
I know. I'm trying to. Here's the trick. It's
$1?
$2.
Oh.
20% of $10. So for every $10 you spend, it's $2.
20% of $10 is $2 because of the. Well, what's 20% of $20?
It's 4.
But how can he figure that out? Where are you making?
I don't know. Like, I just like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Hey, Steve. I know something you don't. I'm going to tell you, Steve, what is this?
And
you're
going to
go, I don't know.
I don't know how hard it could be to count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
It's very hard. Danny, here's
Danny. The I see numbers just, and my brain shuts down.
Just double the tax and add a couple bucks and you're fine.
Or get an app. There's apps for it.
Tax is 10%. If you double it, it's 20%. You'll be safe.
It's easier to just give it to my girlfriend and have her figure it
out. That's the best solution. I got no problem.
Yeah, you're a child.
Yeah, I am a child. Well, exactly.
You know what just happened to you today, Danny?
What?
The guy that bought an Iron Man Infinity Gauntlet and a regular Infinity Gauntlet for lots of money called you a child.
Yeah, because I'm an adult who can do math.
I'm good at that.
Congratulations, Danny. The child just called you a child, and it takes one to know one.
So yeah, you don't want to know how much I spent.
The way I factor it is just way too, it sounds so ridiculous, but like let's just say like the bill's like $42.
Yeah,
just take that four and just double it, and then it becomes eight, and then maybe you had like a dollar or two.
Well, exactly. You know, yeah,
the services.
That's it. You double the first number. Yeah,
or if it's over 100, then the first two numbers, obviously.
And if it's over, well, forget it. If you're
dude, I'm dropping $1,000 on a meal,
you're not going to give him anything. You're done.
Oh, no, of course I am.
It's over.
But that might be my last meal.
Here's $10. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. All right, you want a shot at beating Steve? Guess what you got? You got it, that shot, if you call 206-421-ROCK. And you are, of course, the right caller that Rev puts through. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.